the genius of Joel Osteen is that he takes this very heavy causal language, you do this, you get this result, and he just brightens it up. When you turn on to Joel Osteen, you'll hear a message of how you, through a certain kind of effort and tapping into God's spiritual principles and believing in God's divine intention for your good and healthy and successful life, can make concrete changes in your life today that will result in a better future for you as soon as next week. I mean, it has this lovely, immediate, very instrumental language of faith. If you think about it, it's almost as if it's everything about Pentecostalism, but that looks good on TV. So everything reads well. It suits, but it's not the heavy Holy Ghost suits of before. It's more like a dapper businessman. He's not trying to be a typical Christian preacher that copies what was cool 10 years ago. He's always trying to anticipate the next thing with music, with the way the church is built and operates. It's wonderfully culturally and media savvy. And all of this packaging makes the prosperity gospel seem fresh and modern and just like a series of tools that a regular person can use to get ahead in their life without even knowing that it's a very sort of complex theological system.